Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky dairy farmers are already feeling the effects of Dane Foods' recent decision to stop receiving fluid milk from several dairy producers in the state. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says he and his staff are closely monitoring the situation. The
dairy industry continues to face tough times, not just in Kentucky, but all across the United States. Many states, including Kentucky, were impacted by some letters of termination, meaning one plant out of Louisville decided not to continue buying milk from about 20 or so Kentucky farmers.
Quarles says they're working to help producers find some options.
We are working with the industry, the Kentucky Dairy Development Council, as well as our friends in the greater ag community to help find options for those producers who want to continue milking and unload this milk in nearby plants.
He says the news adds more frustration to an industry that's already facing low milk prices and a decrease in demand for milk and milk products.
It couldn't come at a worse time, and it's frustrating. We know the industry has already been facing a lot of adversity. And this situation in particular, some producers, I think, are so frustrated at this point that they don't know where to turn. And so we're trying our best to help build consensus, have those conversations with other processors, see if they can pick up a few, if not all, of these farmers. And so conversations are in the works right now.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Commissioner Quarles says the situation facing dairy farmers will affect more than just the dairy farmers. It will likely affect many of the communities that they live in.
Dairy, just like tobacco, is one of those agriculture endeavors that affects the entire community. And with dairy in particular, it affects your feed mills, it affects your milk drivers, it affects family farms, it affects people who employ folks who have to come and milk twice or three times a day. So for those communities impacted by these letters, it's going to have a churning effect in that community that will not be good.
According to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, there were 590 dairy farms in Kentucky in 2016, with 57,000 dairy cows producing just over 1 billion pounds of milk, with an average with the value of that milk produced at $192 million. Kentucky Farm Bureau and other organizations are also joining forces to support Kentucky dairy farmers, help them find options for selling milk in the future. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.